Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Robert Zarek. Let's bring him in live.
Robert Zarek.
Robert Zarek.
Full name. Super, super official. I feel like I'm...
Whoa.
I'm during my work
it's like
day.
Serious.
Which,
it's like serious.
Which is that... Actually funny because we had a meeting yesterday during like business hours, and I like saw your number, and I just was so accustomed to ask, like answering my phone, this is Robert, I almost did, and not intentional this time. I usually, you had told me years ago that like that's annoying when you answer like that, so I try not to, but every that would have been like a not intentional attempt to annoy you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They do occasionally occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A weekly basis, but I talk about not annoying. I have been working nonstop today on paranormal stuff on top of my day job, and we put out a video today. And, you know, I thought it was about time because our last show, we're like, hey, we're going to start uploading videos every day. Our last show was 7 days ago. We haven't done every day yet. So at least I wanted
right.
to have one up
right.
before tonight's show. And that was accomplished. We kind of have a new
Yay.
Format that I wanted to put out. And you know what the best part was is I found the music that I could not find. And, but I didn't put it on this video. That would have been too much.
Right.
Like, I couldn't go back.
Yeah, that would have been way over
this point,
the top.
From this point forward, we will be using the more upbeat music. But today we
Yay.
Posted a video about orbs. Now, I call them energy forms. And it's an interesting power surge. And they're kind of posing the question. And if you saw the write-up, you know, we don't necessarily... jump on board with the orb thing, you know, that I'm paraphrasing. I didn't say it like that. It
right.
might even been more blunt, but I posted that. And what's interesting about this video is the energy. I don't even like to say the word orbs. Just me saying it is like, it's not one of those things that I don't
weird.
Think sounds weird. But
it sounds
like,
weird. No, it does.
It makes
we're
me
not,
feel
we don't
weird.
Say it. But we don't say it,
no,
so
it
sounds weird. You know what I mean?
Like, check out my orb video. Like, I guess maybe orb compared to orb. Like, you say orb. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't. Mm-hmm. So, like, energy. There's a lot of energy in this video. It's what we have always found interesting about this is that the lights actually surge, and these forms of energy seem to float and kind of start and form in midair.
Right.
They're definitely not bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
What are they? I don't know. You know, are we saying we have the coolest orb video in the history of orb videos? Not necessarily, but it's pretty cool.
right.
But it was open-ended, so it kind of poses a question. Do you believe in them? What do you think about this video? One of those things, like if people are like, hey, I hate your orb video, I would not care. You know,
you're not
going to
cry about
fine.
It, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, if they're like, we really hate your orb video, then maybe I would cry. But,
no.
No, probably not. But, you know, we tried
yeah,
walking back and forth, and it didn't cause that. It was not dust. I don't know. It was real, real interesting as we say, hey, come into the room we're at, and, you know, they actually follow commands, which
right.
kind of blows my mind in general.
Mind blown.
I mean, not like really mind blown, but just for presentation purposes,
right.
We'll go with that.
I follow.
So that's up on our Facebook page. We will have a version up on, I guess we should put it on YouTube. We're going to have
probably
a Halloween contest, I think. That's going to, you have
Yay.
To subscribe to our YouTube, because we had a couple contests in the works and we decided to wait for Halloween because that's the special time of year.
That's our year. It's our thing. It's kind of more so our thing than like other times of year.
Right, which is just like a very, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, elaborate way to say we just didn't do it. And now we're trying to find a good excuse to say why we didn't do it.
No,
Halloween
is our time of year. Let's not even play.
That is accurate. Like, we do have, like, I had sent out messages for, you know, like, locations for us to do our Halloween special. And I referred to it as holiday season. So, you know, I guess that is, you know, that's our thing. Yeah, it's because it's true. Like, you know, starting up in October 1st is kind of like our holiday season. It's like 30 days of Halloween. So, you know, we have a bunch of interviews and videos we'll be posting.
Cool stuff, yes.
Live investigations and unlive investigations.
Yep. Unlive. Okay. I like it.
Yeah, and radio and video interviews.
Yes.
We do have our video format. And another thing that we actually got a lot of interest from before was our static cameras during the day. So people could,
yeah,
like, watch it while they were at work. And we will be bringing those back because we have probably 3 to 4 years of static cameras.
Yes.
Saved on random computers, and we will be uploading them so people can watch them for the first time and let us know if they capture anything.
Yeah, because we surely haven't. So.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, and
yeah,
that'll be coming to Facebook Live actually, starting I think next week, maybe even this week. I don't know.
No.
I have high hopes and high expectations.
It'll happen when it happens, people, as you know. It's kind of how we work.
Under-deliver.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually excited by our our content. You know, I've been separating it, you know, but that one criteria, there's a lot of criterias, and the criterias are based on platforms. Now, I think that was the lure of TikTok, is their criteria is they have no criteria. So
right.
You can just post it. People actually hate introductions. So it's perfect. Like, you don't have to make an introduction.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like,
right up
write about
alley.
Where you are. Yeah, right. I mean, you pretty much just, here's a clip. You can put where you're at.
Here it is.
But you don't need
right.
to put an explanation. Boom. Yeah.
Right.
Creepy kid screams in my face. Bam. Put it up.
Right.
10 seconds. Done. You know, if you put it on YouTube, it has to be a minute long. So then you have to put where you were, a little bit of information about that location, you know. So it's, and then the clip, and then another part of where you said, did you hear that, or, you know, replay it, anything to
right.
get to the minute. Now Facebook, they require 3 minutes for a post. So if you have like a 20-second clip, there's a lot you have to do in that other 2 minutes.
You got a lot of replay.
Some kind of creative.
Did you really hear
some
it?
Some kind of creative
Let's
video.
Let's hear it again. What about now?
Time 7.
Yeah.
Well, and that's
seven
the power
seven
of
seven
the
six.
Intro. We have a new, I think it's a pretty cool intro. And you know why? Because it starred you and I. So,
oh,
I mean,
awesome.
I hate to put, like, you know, if it was somebody else, I might not like it as much, but I would
like,
you know, I really don't like our intro. It's really just like, it's a 20-second video of you and I investigating. It's clips. So it's like, you
let's
can't
knock
that. I mean, who wouldn't like that? That's probably like,
yeah.
I should call it the award-winning introduction, but.
Well, we'd have to make our own award for ourselves.
Yes, top intro, live paranormal top intro. And the award
yes.
goes to Live Paranormal.
Whoa, it's like every other paranormal award in the paranormal.
Right. That would be true.
Yes.
That's why I always get a kick out of the paranormal awards, because it's usually just backed by people who either sponsor them or they're on indirectly or directly on their network.
That thing that I sent you the other day that came into my work about how, you know, they could pay. You know,
I kind of
dig
that because we should.
No,
we do have
GoFundMe.com. It's totally bullshit. It's crap. Okay, and I think that it's wrong. And you know what? There's some suckers who probably have paid for a piece of paper that isn't even worth what a piece of paper would be worth because it's got stupid shit printed on it.
Well, you know, you could have
that
like
means
a directory and have people pay for like an advanced placement in the directory, which is simply like buying an ad. We should have a directory on ghosthunting.com since it is the number one keyword for ghost hunting. A directory might not be a bad idea, and then people could actually, or location could, you know, be a featured location for, say, a minimal fee of
$50. But they get something out of it, unlike this other thing where it's just bullshit. They get a piece of paper.
Oh yeah, it's like definitely advertisement. That, I like that.
Right, but the other is a fraud. At least they get advertisement out of it, where the other is just a fraud, and I think it's wrong.
Yeah, we're not into the fraud there. And we're not into, like, tooting our own horn. We should, like, live paranormal awards, and we feature ourselves as, like, the top male and female investigator duo ever. Like, we won.
Yeah.
You know, and do, like, an award speech. Or, you know what we should do?
In the
whole
world.
We could have Lisa accept, better if, like, Lisa, who our guest tonight, she accepted an award on our behalf because we're out investigating. Make it, like, one of those.
Yeah, yeah, it's an official, like, we're so awesome. We're too good to be here. Ah.
She comes up to like a fake podium at her house. You can totally tell it's her basement because she still has like the brewing stuff in the back. And she's you know, Rob and Nikki cannot be here tonight.
Right.
You know, I'd like to accept this award on their behalf.
Yes.
You know, they're out investigating.
Yeah.
Or they're out filming because like people could, that's like the king that everyone says, is they're out filming, you know.
Yeah, because it's so special.
They're running a video.
They're using their cell phone.
They're filming. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, I just can't do that tonight. I can't be on your interview or your show. I can't do this because I'm filming.
Right.
True, loose interpretation of what's actually happening.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Probably best not to get me started.
No, I don't know where we went down this path about making fun of other people, but it's always fun.
Uh-huh.
I think it's because we're posting our stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got breaking news. I posted our video, and I think we've made 15 cents on it so far.
Oh, my gosh. Where shall we spend it all?
I'm not even sure we should continue with the show because we have money to spend.
Yeah, whole 15 cents. Watch out now.
And we made 7 cents on the other. So we're up to 22 cents. I'm pretty sure that tonight's show is not done.
I can't even buy a stick of gum, but that's okay.
I think by the show is done, we might accumulate the extra 3 cents you could buy something for a quarter.
Oh. Special. Anyway.
Breaking news.
Where did we go wrong? We need to bring it back in.
I think when you said hello, and I was like, hi, that's where it all went downhill.
Could be.
But we have a guest tonight. And I know she was coming off an investigation. And we came kind of off. We didn't really come off an investigation. We kind of sat through something. And didn't really investigate. But, you know, the thing is we've done so much investigating. Yeah, we've done so much investigating that I reviewed evidence today, and I found stuff that, like, was blatantly awesome, like, amazing, and I can't believe I missed. I sent over to you, and you're like, yeah, that was super loud. That was a creepy kid's
voice. And super clear, and I don't know how. Like, it wasn't, like, acknowledged, but yes.
That's my theory of it being recorded by video and not coming through the spirit box that you always roll your eyes on. I'm always like, hey, that didn't come from a spirit box. You're like, oh, dear God, not again.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it could be. So that, you know, so that's okay. We have, it's not like we don't have footage to look over.
Right.
Because I uploaded actually stuff from an investigation we did in the tail end of 2019. It was like December 7th or 8th. And just not getting around to looking at it. And that's pretty fun. So we
definitely
have plenty of footage. So we'll see if Lisa got any footage. If she does, maybe in the next couple of years we can help her look at it.
Yeah, we're not busy filming.
Yeah, because we'll probably be out filming or accepting awards.
Should we bring her in?
I guess.
I think so, because this isn't going very far. I
haven't talked to her like in 3 months, so I think we should.
Well, let's catch up. Hello?
Hi, I'm not here right now. I'm investigating with no panties.
Oh,
wow.
No. And you're going to get an award
for it. I think
that
was the best
thing.
Can you accept
the
award?
The downward spiral. The downward spiral continues. We were hoping for you to bring it back around, not make it worse.
I can bring it back. Well, listen, after going to Lindsay Bordenhouse, I question everything now.
Yeah, how was it? Do tell.
You didn't question things before?
Well, I did, but, like, I'd never been... So, the basis of the Lizzie Borden issue is the fact that did she do it or did she not do it, right? Well,
right.
Back then they couldn't diagnose her as being molested, anxiety-ridden, PTSD, and all this other stuff. So, yeah, it was very interesting. Almost every female that was there got touched, and not appropriately. Then Lizzie went in with this attitude like, okay, like they're going to blame me when she found out we were all supportive of her. The tables got turned.
Ooh.
Listen, there was no standing out in the snow in my kitty cat pajamas. Like, we went at it. Like, you want to go? Let's go.
Right.
And some of the women wanted to leave. And I was like, no, why should you leave? Hell no. Let him learn some manners. So we taught him some manners.
Nice.
He didn't like me very much. I can't imagine why. And then, of course, I come out and I did a short live and everybody was like, oh, my God. Like, my husband's like, did you eat a lot of sugar? I'm like, nope. This is like Christmas, New Year's Eve, and jacked up on sugar all at the same time. It's like awesome. We had a great time. He's like, oh, my God. Then some weird stuff happened on the ride home. Like, everybody that went, when they took their ride home, something happened to them. So I grabbed some more followers from the people that were investigating. So the likes could have gone up, plus everybody, you know, because I don't go in, you know me, I don't go in there with any agenda. I just want to ask some questions, get some answers. So I had promoted it and posted it on Live Paranormal to find out, like, you know, what do you guys want to know? Like, when I go in there, should I just be like, ask the typical questions? Because you know that's not me. Or get, like, to the real juicy stuff. And they're like, no, go for it. I'm like, okay. And she was very direct, and she gave us answers. So I got answers even before going into the investigation. Like, I was getting, like, the words axe, Elizabeth. Like, it was crazy, the activity. But I will say that, like, anything else, when it starts off an urban myth, even though it's based on something that actually happened, there's some inaccuracies. Like, she said that her mother, stepmother, got to put that in there. She don't like her being referred to as her mother. The stepmother did not get 40 wax. She said it's anywhere between, like, 5, 10 around there, and she said that the father did not get 40, although I agree with Lizzie on this one. He probably should have gotten a lot more than 40, like 4,000, 4 million. Like, he could have gotten that all night.
Right.
It was just very interesting, and we didn't get to go upstairs to, like, the like the upstairs in the attic and stuff, but did you know when you can rent a room? One of the rooms you can rent is the room downstairs in the basement. So we go downstairs, and there's two people sitting on a pillow couch kind of thing in their pajamas. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. No door, right? Like, it's a little weird. So I had gone down the stairs last, because you know how I am, and you get hit with a smell of decay, body decay specifically on the last step, and you have to wear a mask. And I had peppermint gum in my mouth, because you know that's what I usually do, and I shouldn't have smelt anything. That's how rancid it was.
Right.
It was just bad.
Wow.
So then the woman in front of me was like, oh, my God, did you smell that? I said, yeah. And she goes, so did I. And then she went into the corner, which was a little congested, and she ended up running out because she got touched. So they convinced her to come back in, and then she sees, oh, my God, there's people in that room. And she goes, do you see them? And I go, yeah. And she goes, are they dead? And I go, well, the night's still young. They're still alive to me, but hey, let's watch them. We'll see what we get.
Right. Yeah.
But I found like most offenders or people that abuse power, when they get a taste of their own medicine, they can't handle it. So they're like, oh, you couldn't cope this and that. It wasn't as bad as you said. And then when you start to turn the tables on them, it's like, do you need a pacifier now, do you? Because I put this whole tape together from the sidewalk. And it was creepy because I knew stuff, well, you guys know me, I knew stuff that there's no way I could have possibly known. And I spent the better half of today trying to locate it all to see if I could disprove or prove it. And it just raises more questions. Because, like, I'm not a religious scholar, so I don't know a Protestant from a Baptist from a Methodist. I'm like, look, there's a church. There's a church. That's what I know. See, there's a church. I kept getting two kids that were killed. And I'm like, that can't be right. Like, why would there be two children in there? I didn't hear anything about children, nor do, you know, I don't Google the place because I like to do a clean reading. And then the tour guide for the Lizzie Borden house, she said, yeah, there were two kids killed.
Oh.
And, of course,
I didn't
people
know that
I'm with investigating are all looking at me like, how the hell did you do that? Hell if I know. I don't know. And then I was getting things that didn't make sense. You know, when you watch TV like CSI and whatnot, you try to put it together. And then you're like, that doesn't make sense. Like, if it was in the library with a flashlight, then why the hell is the kitchen with the, you know, the light? It doesn't connect. So there was a woman who I was sharing my dousing rods with because I brought my own. I know they had equipment, but I didn't want to touch anything technology-wise. You know why. So she was using those, and somebody noticed that I was staring at the rug. And they're like, what are you staring at? And I'm like, the rug. And they're like, what's the matter? I'm like, so I don't know how much blood we lose when we die or get, you know, a couple of axes to the forehead. How would, if the murder happened in the next room, they're like, yeah. Meanwhile, I get like 10, 15 people staring at me, hanging on like every word. I'm like, no, I'm confused. I said, how did the puddle of blood get on the rug? And they asked, well, where's the puddle of blood? I said, right where that woman's standing with, funny rug, where the woman was using my dousing rods. And she's like, wait, what? And it was like a single pool of blood. But you know when we have a rainstorm, like a rug gets wet and squishy and it's just nasty?
Yeah.
But it was blood. And then I looked up at the ceiling, and I go, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would there be blood on the ceiling and a puddle of blood here on the rug when the guy got chopped up in the other room? And then one of the ladies who was one that ran out was like, oh, you don't know. Obviously, I don't know. Because I'm trying to use logic here, which is my first rule of thumb. But, you know, paranormal doesn't always follow logic. She said, the mother, and I go, stepmother, because Lizzie kept, correcting me. She said, the stepmother was killed upstairs first. So by the time that the father's dead, mind you, it's like 110, a typical New England suck fest for weather, wool dresses, whatnot, right? Takes the cops 2 days to get there to investigate. So 2 days, it's saturated, it's nasty. I'm sure it smelled just lovely.
I bet.
And I didn't know that it was the guest room. But then again, I didn't also know that the uncle stayed there the night before, and he's the one that did it. John Morris, I don't know if anybody's heard of his name. And Lizzie says that the weapon's still there.
Oh, wow.
Somebody said she was eating apples. She wasn't. She was eating pears. She said she was also eating some nuts that were in the barn. which I'm not sure if the barn is the real barn because it looks to me like a carriage house because I keep getting horses with it, so I don't really specifically know that, but what a trip. Absolutely fabulous time.
Cool.
And then my little app thing died, and then the next, so I charged it when I got home, and the next day when I turned it on, it came up with Elizabeth.
Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't take any footage myself because adds to my content because sometimes being a psychic when you use electronics and stuff, you can get a false positive and so forth. So I just wanted to rule that out. So the only thing I brought was my dowsing rods, in which, you know, happens every time we bring them. I'm like, oh, how do you use those? I'm like, well, can I touch them? Yeah, you can touch them. But you're the psychic. I'm like, yeah. And I just offered them to you. Just be careful not to poke an eye out. That's all.
Exactly.
And that was pretty much it. And I would love to go back again because we didn't get to go upstairs. But somebody, like I said to everybody that was there, like, if you got any evidence, please feel free to send it to me. You know what I mean? Because I want to post it.
Yeah.
And somebody, they had stayed upstairs in the room and they got some serious orb activity. Orbs, not bugs, not dust. It was orbs. I didn't see the orb, and I didn't see half the stuff that they recorded until the following day. And now one of the that I went with was having issues getting stuff off her laptop to send it to me. Like, oh, that's never happened. And I'm like, no, it happens all the time. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I don't know if you heard our intro, but we posted a video on orbs.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? What's your take on orbs in general? And do you think that our video is the best orb video ever? That's the other question I have for you.
So you're trying to get me to give a non-objective, objective opinion?
Yeah.
Am I close?
I can send you $1 under the table.
Whoa.
If you say it's the best orb video ever.
Why are you going to hand it
to
me under the table? Why can't you just go buy me a cup of coffee with that dollar?
Because I think a cup of coffee is more than a dollar.
Oh, is it?
So
I wouldn't know. Okay. So I'm curious about the power surge in itself because it said 1 hour ago, but I'm sure this happened a while ago, correct?
Uh-huh.
2019, Halloween. Uh-huh. We shot a Halloween special, and this was on our wrap-up. We were getting ready to leave, and we had the stuff still set up.
You know how coincidences aren't necessarily coincidence?
Yeah.
Okay. This doesn't feel like a coincidence because that house, remember, it's like the doctor that's not really a doctor, if you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's this house here. Well, Mr. Borden likes to do a few experiments, too, in his basement.
Uh-huh.
It just feels a little... been there, done that, kind of like when I do readings and I say, oh, it's piggyback, so like one message could apply to like several people. It just feels like it was, that was the situation.
Huh. Interesting.
I've never done any experiments in my basement. Maybe I should try. Does it have to be creepy or can it be like cool?
I don't want to say anything, but you probably shouldn't be doing these experiments. It was next level of, oh my God. And people keep making fun of the video footage that somebody took because I had been touched. And in my head, I'm going, please let it be Lizzie. Please let it be Lizzie. It wasn't Lizzie. Please let it be Emma, her sister. It wasn't her sister. I'm like, please let it be the maid. Please let it be the maid. Nope. Please let it be the stepmother. Uh-oh. Nope. Oh, no, I'm running out of people. Was it Mr. Borden? And I got like a creepy in my head, like a, yeah. And I was like, ooh, I was even going to barf. Like, everybody's making fun of that. I'm like, that was real. Like, I did not even know somebody was videotaping that. I'm sure that couple that was staying in the basement with no door had a lovely time. We go, we stir up, and then we leave. We go, catch you later. Peace out.
Right.
The only thing I've taken so far away from, you know, on top of just the cool paranormal experiences you had in the story, is that I don't think that I would be able to go, and I don't think Nikki could handle me if we went there. because just by hearing this and the little messages I sent both you and Nikki, is I'm pretty sure I would go way too far on the ask you a question thing over and over on every single yeah. every time I would like be talking to Spirit Box. I'd be like, well, let me ask you. I have to ask you a question, and I don't uh-huh. think I don't think you guys could take it. I think
you're
I
probably
would, like,
right.
use. I would use that line overuse. Hundreds and hundreds
uh-huh.
of times.
Yeah.
Hundred, no, just use, not overuse. I write the right amount.
No.
We could even do like a let me ask you a question segment.
I don't know how Lizzie would feel about that.
We'll have to ask her.
Oh God.
I can't help myself. Come
Lordy
come 2 a.m. and you guys are like, I can't take any more of this.
We'd ask our uncle to come take care of you.
Yes.
Well, here's
that's just
Lisa back in.
My quick thought
It keeps connecting.
It keeps
that's
axing
weird.
You out of the service.
Yep, it's axing
you.
She
keeps axing, like, yep.
Uh-huh.
Start asking you questions, and it asks you out of the system.
Oh, Lord.
The funny thing is that most people would spell the word axe, A-X, just because of the time period it is now. It specifically mm-hmm. came through on my app with A-X-E.
And that's how I spelled it, too. Isn't that weird,
mm-hmm.
how I knew that?
Yeah. Yep. It's because you're embodying.
I thought it was porridge that they rancid porridge. I have no idea what mutton is, but it doesn't sound very appetizing because what I saw and smelled was not cool. It was like rancid
Ew.
Oatmeal. It was weird. It was nasty. And who said Mr. Borden was a mortician when he started out? Because I kept getting like an autopsy kind of feel to it. And people kept saying, no, he was a businessman, this and that. I'm like, I smell body decay. You ain't going to forget that smell.
Right. Yeah, that's very distinct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ew. That reminded me of our last investigation together. But,
Yeah, it brought back memories a little too clearly. Hey, there was a black cat, and then everybody kept trying to dismiss it because it was like a cardboard or a wooden cutout that they put on top of the door frame, but that wasn't it. And then people like, you sure about that? And some of the women, the cat was like, rubbing up against their feet and stuff. And the guide comes back and she goes, oh, yeah, the black cat died here like 2 months ago. I said, yeah, Lucy said just say her father killed it. Just no. They're like, seriously? I'm like,
damn.
And then I posted the picture with her in the mirror.
Oh, cool.
That was a crazy photograph. Again, all these
That's
photos awesome. I didn't take. So I basically just asked everybody afterwards once I went live, if they would send them in. And just to verify, like, I've never met them before and so forth.
Right. That's awesome. So,
but we
have
new followers
so
to
I
live
guess
paranormal.
We have to go there. We have to go there and investigate, huh?
Because
I've never been there. I've never been there, and I want to go. I want to do it.
It's one of those things that if you had to sit down and name the top 5 places on your bucket list, that would be one of them, but you sort of just want to solve the unsolved murder. I mean, I know she got acquitted, but it's not the same thing as clearing your name. So you kind of want to be like, and I did. I asked her. I said, you're like, look, what are the chances you're going to show us the weapon tonight so we can all become TikTok famous?
Yeah,
but she said it's
just
still there,
general,
but it would require a lot of digging, is what she said.
I can bring a shovel.
Listen, those people on Facebook that said, "Oh, it's a dry sink," and really, it's a potty holder. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like one of those things. Like they didn't have indoor plumbing because he was too cheap, but they had an indoor in the basement, like kind of thing, and I
like
keep
a privy
being
kind of
full.
Deal, yeah.
Yeah, but I listen a lot more than the outers are going in there because that's where I'm being told it was dumped.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have to find some newbies or some interns that would be willing to do that because I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to. Now that you've chopped that off your list of go-to places. Where are you going to head now? What's what are you adding to it?
So the
I don't know if you noticed the Chopped reference.
Yeah, I did. So I said, but I'm bump.
Okay, good.
The 29th, I'm having dinner with the dead, which somebody asked me, oh, my God, you're going to be dining with a dead person on the table? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. No, nasty, no. That's at the public
like a
house
popped up
in
guy.
Sherbert.
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
So out, and that's supposed to be haunted,
yeah.
But I don't know why. And I don't want to look up why, because you know how I do this. I like to be my own investigator, come up with my own evidence. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
me too, I got that. Me too, ditto. We like to do
right.
our own thing. Because
mm-hmm.
who knows, maybe I'll get something different than somebody else gets. But, yeah, so I'm going to that. And what else do I have planned? Mm-hmm. Might go to the USS Salem. I'm trying to get a bunch of us, I don't say novices, but non, like there's a bunch of us from different paranormal groups, you know what I mean, that just want to go check out things because it's on our list and see what we get. But, like, I had to explain to the people that I went with, like, look, like, don't go in there and be like, hey, we got the medium with us. I said, you know, we got to feel out the crowd first because it can
right.
turn south and ugly very fast, as we've learned in Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
It can go real wrong.
Yeah.
And it was very receptive, and they thanked me and stuff, and even the tour guide was impressed, and, like, she kept trying to force these electronics. I'm like, no. And she's like, but then you won't have anything. I'm like, oh, no, I don't need those. Trust me. I don't need those.
Right.
You know, he left from the side door. I'm convinced of it. And Mr. Borden was paranoid about keeping doors unlocked, so we always had them locked. But Lizzie went to the barn. Because let's face it, ain't nobody going to eat that rancid porridge. She already went to the doctor the day before feeling sick. So she just like, yeah, I'll say no, thank you. I'm just going to head to the barn and get some fruit and some nuts, right?
Right.
He was mandatory. It wasn't even one bolt. It was like a two bolt thing. And do you remember when we went to that house in Gettysburg with the twisting of the doorknobs?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought that was going to happen again because I started getting the twisting of the doorknob. And everybody's like, listen, I'm like, oh, no, not again. Because I'm like, I don't want to go around twisting doorknobs everywhere. But, yeah, he was paranoid. Like, he was, like, major paranoid. Well, you know why? Because he was molesting them. And then it wasn't just
right.
him, her, and the older sister. It was the cousins next door, too.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they can say he was a cheapskate, but isn't it weird that he bought the older sister, Emma, her own house and didn't do that for Lizzie? And the stepmother knew about it, so she's just as guilty. So you're not going to tell me, like, poor me, like she tried. I'm like, that's some serious BS right there.
Right.
You allowed it to happen. You knew it was going to happen. I get it was a different time period, but.
Still wasn't okay. Right.
Everybody had their hand out. I guess by today's standards, you would have had, like, $8 million worth of assets. And basically, the preacher wanted money. The judge wanted money. The lawyers wanted money. The newspapers wanted money. The maid tried to blackmail this money. It was like everywhere, which way you turn, like, you know. And the whole thing is like, how do you prove you're innocent when you're innocent?
Right.
And then you try, everybody's trying to make him out to be just like, you know, a conservative business owner. Hell no. He was like the creep of the creep. Ooh, nobody would even go looking for him nowadays.
Wow.
It's just disturbing that it's gone this far. Now, supposedly there's a rumor that on YouTube there's a guy that's related to this John Morris that did it. So in other words, like, usually incest is a nasty secret to begin with.
Right.
But then you go, oh, well, it's been in, like, my family's been keeping history of it. Like, we know he did it. So you knew the whole time that they got molested, not once
condoning
did you open up
it,
your mouth,
right.
your dad. Yeah,
right.
your dad didn't open up his mouth, Uncle So-and-so, Grandpa didn't open his mouth. Like, at what point, you know what I mean? Like,
is that not okay? It's not okay.
It's not cool, and they were innocent.
No. Right. Wow.
Listen, I'm okay unless it's children or pets, and then, you know, I get like, ugh. It was a lot.
Yeah, I bet. Wow.
So would you go back?
Hell yeah. You want to go tonight? Let's go. I'm used to them.
Right.
Listen, we went there, so our tour was like 10 o'clock. So we were there like by 8. Nothing there is open. Now, they sent me to a Dunkies. It was closed. They sent me to this. It was closed. We couldn't even find a gas station with decent junk food. sad
oh,
as
wow.
that.
That's
they
pretty
need
sad.
Chocolate. I'm just like, I just need a beverage. You're not going to eat them
right.
like not before going to bed because I was prepared for, you know, kitty cat pajamas in the snowstorm again. Like I'm thinking, oh, I can feel it coming. It's going to be the smell. I had
right.
enough peppermint gum in my mouth, and with the mask, I shouldn't have smelled anything.
Right. Yet you still did.
Yep. And I let everybody
wow.
go from and be like, why didn't you want to go ahead of us? I'm like, look, if you guys get chopped up, at least I can go to my car. If I fall, you're going to break my fall. It's the smartest thing. Smarter, not harder. I'll
right.
be the last one going down the stairs because I don't want nobody pushing me, thank you.
Right. They'll just knock you down when they're heading back up, that's all.
Yeah, my son had been there before, and he took his girlfriend. He didn't take his mom, which was a dumb idea because he called. He's like, I love you, and I'm like, oh, you didn't. There's no way you could possibly know where I am. I'm like, hi, have we met? He's like, I'm in trouble. I'm like,
you
yeah,
not
and
know
don't
your
sit
mother.
On that couch. Yeah, and I'm like, and don't sit on that couch.
Right.
But they brought up my son's name, and that's when I was like, I'll bet they're off. Take my son's
right.
name out your mouth.
Yeah, for real. Crazy.
Somebody's like,
well,
all
right,
so it sounds like it's a must
story.
Do.
It definitely
sounds
is.
Like we need to go there.
We were, remember when I recently broke my hip? And we were walking down the hill, and Nikki put her arm out like she would be able to, like, stop me if I fell. Now,
yeah.
And all that's going to do is you're going to fall, too. You know, the thought was nice, but there was no way that, like, I felt like her arm would have, like, stopped me from falling. She just
okay,
got
you never
out
know.
Away.
I have superhuman
you
strength, okay? Don't underestimate
going into the, you remember going into the pub at the Farnsworth, right? I was the last one in, and it didn't even make a noise when it closed, and then all of a sudden it felt like Hulk Hogan kicked it in. I jumped
yeah.
in because, oh, my God, you all right? And then Rob's like, what were you going to do? Because I did turned around with these karate hands. He's thinking, what were you going to do? I'm like, shut up, Rob.
Going to kick his ass.
It's midnight. I'm ready for you. Come on.
He totally had that.
Right.
Yeah. And then to find out that, like, I because everybody thought I had been there. We were getting strange stuff in the photos. It was one of those nights where you're like, yeah. Affirmation. Yeah.
Yes. It's always nice when that happens.
How do we find out if there's a water source on property without digging it up? Like, would somebody have that somewhere? Is that like a assessor's office or something? Because I feel like there's a spring or something there.
Where? At Lizzie's?
Yep, at Lizzie's.
Yeah. Be in the historical record, there could be reference of it in the past, perhaps.
Okay.
You have to shoot a gun
it's
in
like
the
I
ground
keep
and see water spring.
Water.
Water or oil
yeah.
springs up.
Like it looks like oil. Yeah.
I've
well,
seen,
weird
a
thing is,
a TV
like,
show.
It's supposed to be set in dated, like, period. So, like, you know, there wasn't a running water. But they did have a water pump in there at the sink. That's not exactly running water, I know, because you have to work a sweat to get a glass of water. It's not the same.
Right.
It just seems weird that where they have the stove, which this stove that they have in there is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of those nice vintage ones. It must weigh like 2 tons.
Right.
But when I was showed the porridge, it was kept like over a fire kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, like, you know, they do the best to keep it a time period.
Right.
Accessories, but, like, there's only so much you can do. But something tells me there's just so much more upstairs because when we first pulled up, it says, like, you know, oh, you've arrived at your destination. I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't see this place. I'm like, oh, there it is. Now you know why everybody takes that wonky photo from the outside because, like, literally the front door is, like, sitting on the curb.
Oh, wow.
So you have to be in the middle of the street or across the street because if you're – in front of the house on the sidewalk, it's literally you have to tilt your camera so you can get it all in. I thought it was, like, done for dramatics. No, it's just
right.
because that's how the house is built. You would think if he was such a big man in that city that he could have, like, had them expand the sidewalk. I'm just saying.
Right.
So what are you guys investigating soon?
We're not sure. But we have our holiday. Our holiday season is coming up, and we have
yes.
so many things prepared and set up and stuff out for the holiday.
Are you going to do another seance this year on Halloween?
I think we should because that last year worked out really. Maybe we'll do the same type of setting.
Yeah,
that really worked out for us last year. It was really cool.
That was pretty good. That was like a last minute thing with the flame reading and stuff, but I thought it was fun. But
that's unexpected, we had a candle turn on by itself.
I know, but like
just like light itself.
But then somebody looked at me on the
light,
table
whatever.
To see if I was playing with the candles at the other place we did a flame reading, and I'm like, dude, my feet don't even touch the floor.
Right.
Because I'm short. He's like, it's a magic candle. I can't even reach the middle of the table, buddy. So like, I don't know how much magic you have.
Yeah.
That one was good, but it wasn't as good as one on Halloween. There was something about
that one was just weird. Bones and weird holes in the wall. Like, it was weird. Hey,
yeah.
I do know for a fact that there's a place in Pennsylvania, Northern PA specifically, that the Historical Society has never let anybody do an investigation before. If you guys are interested, let me know.
Always.
It's one of those, we don't know what we're going to find, but I can just tell you that every time I've driven by it, I go, that's a creepy church.
That's kind of our thing.
Yeah, we're in. You say creepy
totally.
Church,
yeah, I know.
You feel like it's a creepy house.
I think it says normal people scare me because really, if you're not in the paranormal and you're not weird, then you don't fit into my wheelhouse. And if you're normal, then you can't possibly open up your mind and be like, was that like an animal that I just saw crawling across that stair? Like when Chris was filming, it's like, whoa, that was a, hello, what was that?
Yes. I love it. That's just a regular day for us, right?
Yeah, it's like
I don't
think
I'm weird though.
You're weird in your own way, Rob. You're special.
Weirdly awesome.
His mom tells him he's special all the time.
So I went to the cemetery the day that I went to the Rutland encampment, and we got had asked to leave because of that hurricane thing. And
right.
I kept getting like a witch was buried there, and I kept getting like a certain name, Sarah Putnam, this and that. But my husband kept like calling me because, you know, it was a hurricane. He's at home with the three puppies. So I came home, and I guess like a week later or something, they just mentioned it casually, like, oh, you know that witch that you couldn't find that was buried there? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, we found that, and we found the Sarah Putnam. I'm like, did you find the Marine's grave? And she's like, yeah. Because all I kept getting was, like, the drum and fife, but I didn't hang around.
Right.
It was a creepy cemetery. Like, some of the stones were in the water. If the stones were in the water, you know what else is in the water? Yeah, no, thank you. Peace out.
Exactly.
Somebody nailed and screwed new sneakers to a tree as if somebody was walking down. And somebody goes, did you touch it? I said, no, I just wasn't close enough to look at it. I wasn't going to touch it. Ew, didn't you guys see Blair Witch? No. Not me.
Right.
Take a picture of it.
That's funny.
No, but I know somebody that probably took a picture of it because I left early because I had to go home.
Right.
I think that would be funny.
I'd
so
like to
had,
see
like,
that.
The shoes,
yeah.
Like, as if it was walking down. Yeah, I like that.
I think Live Paranormal needs to have like a Live Paranormal
comedy hour.
No, but if you have like Rob and Josh there, us there, and then you set up experiments. I mean, let's roll with it. Let's see what we can get done.
I love experiments.
No, bad idea.
I love experiments.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Yes.
We had actually when we did the Grand Midway with them. On video. It worked out really well.
Yeah.
Which one was the Grand Midway again? Is that the one near railroad track?
It's with Martha. She was killed
Martha
by fireworks
with the
display.
Fireworks.
Her neck got sliced.
Yeah.
She's got the creepy guy in the canopy room. That's where the candle reading happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Notice how there's a theme here, a bunch of creepy people.
Creepy people are my jam.
Murderers, you know. But
murder is my jam.
I
not
like,
to say that nice people who died
clarify.
Of natural causes don't haunt places, but the ones with usual more activity is like something was done out of the book.
Yeah.
I think we need to clarify that you like creepy dead people, not just creepy people.
Yeah,
creepy
I like
people
creepy dead people, not creepy living people.
I like creepy Morgan. Creepy Stan doesn't really thrill me anymore because, you know. Oh, no, sorry, the other way around. Creepy Stan was nice and said I was adorable.
We haven't talked to Creepy Stan in forever. I think he's gone.
No,
that's funny because somebody else said, hey, do you know who so-and-so is? And I was like, what? Where'd you get that name? Wait, what? She's like, somebody said to tell you about this guy. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about that guy. Thank you. I'm done. Thanks. We're good.
Creepy Stan?
No, not even Creepy Stan. It was the other guy, the one that was just visiting, who actually lingered a little bit longer than he should have.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan? Creepy Morgan? Remember this turf war with those two? Weirdos. It's like, I don't want to have to play referee at home when my puppies fight, but I certainly don't want to be the, like, peacemaker between two serial killers. Thanks, but no thanks. I'm out.
Well, you know,
in
that room, and I've investigated that room many times now, and they run, and I haven't come across any Creepy Stan except for.
I think he moved over to the new room. He moved over.
Are you trying
to
say that I brought him? I didn't bring him.
No, I think you took him.
He moved over.
He
moved over to the new room. He was heard in the new room. There's going to be a new room. There's going to be a new room.
I don't know if that's true.
It is, and Brooke
left.
Heard him.
I think he died. He double
died. He did
died.
Not die.
He was already dead. Remember when my husband
died
like to pick him? Don't you remember
you
my husband
double die?
The only room with no lock on it? I'm like, dude, ghosts don't knock at the door to come in to haunt. They just go through the wall.
Right.
Oh.
I thought they double died.
No, they didn't double die.
What then?
Double
but
dying is a lot
die?
Of them.
A lot of our followers.
Can you kill a ghost?
How do you kill a ghost? Seesaw.
Can you? Can they double die?
Is that double
you
jeopardy?
Double dog die? Is that like?
Yeah. Can
know.
You double die?
A triple dog dare
Lisa
you? Something
knows.
Like that.
She talks. She talks.
Yeah.
To me.
I talk to them. I don't bring them home. I got enough here.
You never had one be like, "Well, I'm gonna kill that guy," and I go, "Wait, he's dead." Can you double? Like, can you kill somebody, a dead guy, kill a dead guy?
Like, are you challenging me? Because challenge accepted. Do I get to pick the victim? I have a list.
I don't know.
Yes.
I just don't know.
Yes.
Like, if two dead
I
guys hate
watch.
Each other, like,
I have
can
a list.
Dead guys
Nikki's
kill each other?
Nikki's going to be sitting across the street eating popcorn, holding up cards, giving me numbers. So when the TV camera's there, she
yes.
goes, oh, I gave that one a 9. She's getting better.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yes.
You can tell people you're filming.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't as weird as those people
busy
trying
filming.
To follow us into that hotel. That was weird.
Busy filming.
Hey, there's
busy
a camera.
Filming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
let's
you have
follow.
A camera. You just don't walk into an open door. That's not an invitation, buddy.
Right.
They have a sign up there now.
Yeah, I think it's happened to other people or something because they put a sign up.
Did they really?
Don't walk in. Don't walk
it said
in the
private.
Door or something like that.
Yeah.
She
no,
was
it
super
private.
Paraphrasing well, what he really said.
What was the verdict on the evidence? Because I didn't get to see any of the evidence. Or hear the results anyway.
Hmm. From that investigation?
Yeah.
I'm not, we haven't really got a chance to
we
review
haven't,
it
We
yet.
Haven't got through all of it. But we did, now, you weren't there, but we went another time, and we got this kid.
Yeah, the
kid
was good.
The kid was good. Kid
the
sounds
kid
like,
was,
I don't know. Like,
the kid
weird.
That was told to not be seen or heard?
Yeah, but
the
we
one
heard
his
it.
Mother worked
I don't,
there?
I don't know. He was talking to us, and he was repeating what we said, and, you know, we said, can you say goodbye? And he's like, goodbye. It was a real creepy goodbye. I think it was
yeah, it was like
female.
It was like... Yeah, it was weird.
Did
it
he
sound like Minnie
Mouse? Because if he turned the doorknob, then I say that's the kid.
No. This was in the cellar. Like in
yeah,
the,
we were in
the
cellar. The,
like low 4-foot ceiling cellar.
I think that's the only place they didn't go was the cellar.
Yeah. It sounded like Minnie Mouse.
Bye-bye. We'll send it to you.
Yeah, it was weird.
No, I don't need you to send the spirit here, thank you. I'm good.
We already did. Every time we encounter
it's in
someone,
route.
We're like, hey.
Spirit is in route.
You're like, go see Lisa. She'll help you out.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
we're like,
go-to.
Lisa loves
those
three dead kids.
So the
we asked them to go ahead and talk to Lisa.
For Lizzie Borden, this is the first time this has ever happened to me. I get woke, I go downstairs in my kitchen, it's on the wall or wide open.
Ooh.
So I think what anybody does, I called my husband and go, what do you think, you're funny? He's like, what are you talking about? The cabinet doors. He goes, what about the cabinet doors? I'm like, you didn't open them all? He's like, I was tired this morning, but I don't recall opening any cabinet doors. He's like, why? I'm like, never mind.
I got to go, bye. Right.
I'm going to meet them.
That's funny.
He's like, what the hell was going on? I'm like, I got nothing. I'm like, I know I have spirits here. But that was the first time that we did the open cabinet thing. And I'm like, oh, hell no, not today. Nope. Not trying this stuff. Not
we're
with
like,
me.
How
nope.
about tomorrow? Tomorrow's good. Today's
yeah.
not. Thanks.
Meet me in Fall River. We'll chat.
Right. There you go. That's awesome.
That was really awesome. I didn't think any place could get better than the Farnsworth, to be honest. Do you know what I mean? Like, Rob's like, oh, check for that water. I'm like, there's no water. And he's like, well, come in the room. And I'm like, you're like, come in. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. We actually told that story.
Yeah, we did tell
that story.
Yeah.
A couple days ago. I can't remember what day it was.
A couple
it was
days
not
ago.
That long ago.
Yeah. Wednesday.
And it was for a big deal, too. So they know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's Was it the first room or the second room that the chandelier said shattered?
Oh, that was the other room. That's the room next to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yippers.
That was strange.
Yeah.
That was
for
extremely
sure.
strange. And then when you guys left, then it allowed me in, but I still couldn't get to the other side of the bed.
Wow. That's weird.
That hasn't happened before. Does that happen to you often?
No, that's the first time. Like, there's a lot of first times because, you know, usually I'm like the one that's like, they'll be like, I know you can see me. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Nope, that's the other lady.
No, you can hear me. Nah, 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 nah. Nope, can't hear you.
I hear nothing. I hear nothing.
I'm going to move some stuff. Well, then do it already and stop talking about it. Just do it. Like, I don't have time for this. You know you can see me. It's like, oh, okay. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. I got to go. Got laundry to do.
Right.
Got to feed the dog.
Got to dry my hair.
Yep.
It's funny.
Absolutely insane. But I did notice that a lot of people are having some very wonky activity.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I came home, and then I modded for Rob Hernandez. And then he was having wonky energy. And I'm like if I think it's everybody, because, like, it was the energy was just off the charts. Maybe because it was September 11th. I don't know for sure. But it was just it was a very, very charged air energy that was around. No matter where we went, there's just something about the energy that was just off-putting.
Huh. Interesting.
And Rob and Josh have a following. Like, it's like a religious thing. Like, you can't just go once. It's like, you know, you got to be there every week because you're going to miss something. It's the total FOMO thing.
Right. Huh.
And people are like,
crazy.
You plan that. It's like, no, that's how you know it's live because we all reacted the same way. Like, what the hell was that? It's planned. Yeah, because I planned my reaction of, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
We need to amp up some of our reactions. That's what we've been told.
Yeah.
Amp up your reactions? Why? Are you dry like toast?
Yeah. So I'm like, wow, that was crazy. Let me ask you another question.
All right. Let me just say that somebody said that I was not even close to being average. And my whole point was like, did you read the full sentence? It's the purple Dahlia. Not. Your average medium.
See,
I never said
that's
it was
you need
average.
You need to have the not underlined, and you probably didn't say it the way I said it.
Yeah.
Listen, but doesn't say I'm not even average. It's like, dude, did you read the sentence? And you are.
Right. Repeat. Read it. Repeat.
I've worked with the best in the business. Oh, please don't hurt your back dropping names. On your fake account.
Is there a best in the business? Is there even a business?
It's us.
Their
the
business?
Best. We got the award. We got the award, Robert.
It is. The Live Paranormal Awards.
You guys
yes.
are the OG.
Funniest.
Listen, you're one stop
funniest
shopping.
Male investigator.
You're one stop shopping for all things paranormal. There are
damn
live
straight.
Feeds. There's a radio show. Investigations. Psychic readings. Seriously, like, what are you? You're not missing any the conversations with the professor. I mean, come on, these
yep.
are like juicy things. And like
comedy
everybody's
hour.
Like,
we need a comedy hour.
I can't
hour.
Believe I missed it. It's like, girl, you got FOMO. Turn your notifications to on. You'll be notified anytime Live Paranormal has any kind of feed going on.
That's right. People need to know.
Well, I think our time is up. Our time
okay.
is up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We'll have to do
so
it again, though.
I guess we...
Definitely.
We will have to do a part nine for having Lisa
part
on. I'm only guessing she was on eight times. I'm pretty sure you've been on more than eight times.
Way
but,
more than eight. Come on. You like... Are you
wait,
when we say
but
part
was
nine
I supposed to? Was I supposed to keep count?
Yes.
Nah. Shit. Oh, I'll be...
We need to keep coming up with, like, sequels.
Look, you find a place that you want me to investigate, I will go. Just tell me when. Like,
yes.
I even talked to Rob and Josh about it before, and they're like, okay, so don't bring things, but bring this. So I ordered an EVP thing.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me what kind it is, because, you know, he's like, oh, you fine-tune it into this. And I'm like, Rob, hi. I'm going to turn it on, and I'll let you know if it works, okay?
Right.
Don't ask me
yeah.
to fine-tune it, because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
Josh was like, I think we overloaded her. I'm like, no, you took a left turn at NASCAR Geek and you kept going because nobody knows what you're talking about. And they're like, so are you going to fine tune it? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put batteries in
yep.
and test it to
turn
see
it
if it works. And
pushing
then when it
power.
Doesn't, when I get
the
power, call Rob Zarek and Nikki and say, it's not working.
Yep. And then we'll troubleshoot
yes,
it.
Like, did you put the speaker in it? You're like, oh, it needs the speaker?
Listen. There were no directions in that box. I thought I couldn't get it to work for a solid month, and then you go, well, did you plug it into a speaker? And I'm like, is that speaker in the box being talking about? You're like, no, 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 you have to plug it into a speaker. I'm like, and I should know that. Why?
Because it said speaker here.
That's okay. I brought it on an investigation that I wanted to check out, and I couldn't get it to work, which is okay, because everything I had died anyways. It was fully charged. Same thing at the Lizzie Borden house. But that died, like, after 45 minutes. Some things, I go to places, they're fully charged, and within the first 3 minutes, they're dead.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Not just the people.
Like, people are like, has this ever happened before? I'm like, it happens all the time.
Never. Oh,
you,
my God.
You just go with the flow. You just,
right.
you know, you work it.
Yep.
Find another way to do it.
You have to. Yep.
Exactly. Well,
improvise.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank
I'm
you for coming on.
Susan. Cuddle with my puppies.
There you go. Well, thank you
listen,
for coming on.
I will never again
yep.
say, oh, I will take a free puppy. No, never. I won't say that. Nope.
Uh-huh.
Free.
I took a bunch of cats in, and I ended up giving them away, but I ended up keeping one.
Oh,
really
what's your name,
too.
The kitty?
I even took... kitties to Gettysburg.
To my work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
What did you name your kitty? The one that you kept?
So my daughters kept one, which I, you know what, it was like, they were, it was a super setup job from day one.
Yeah, it was.
They totally set me up. I've talked to them.
I got three puppies.
Like,
you don't think somebody set me up? Three puppies.
Yeah, a total setup.
Well, get
this,
the one in Gettysburg.
I'm like,
its name is Ghost. Ghost Kitty.
Aww,
its actual name is Ghost.
Cute.
I know. It's so cute.
So my daughters named their cat Smokey. And it's like gray and white, like dark, like a light. It looks like
gray.
Smoke color. So.
It's very cute.
Not really thrilled about this kitty, Rob, because I'm not sensing any emotion. You're just like, yeah, it's a cat.
I have a lot going on, and you know, but I let my daughters bring the cats home. I paid, took them to the vets. You know, I got them all fixed up because they were in real poor shape, and
right.
They were just going to be like either put to death or just allowed to die. And then I gave them away to good homes. So I did my part.
You did a good deed.
My daughters.
Yes.
But the new kitten's good. Like the cat is rambunctious.
Yes, so is Ghost Kitty. Ghost Kitty is crazy.
I actually have another
Vicky,
cat.
Did you take in a kitty?
No. The kitty belongs to one of the people at my work.
But the kitty doesn't reside at the Farnsworth, right? Because I was like, Jeremy's going to attach himself to that kitty.
No.
Next door.
But the kitty does come visit me sometimes in the bookstore. I do get to play with the kitty.
You know, I've asked for pictures. My daughters have asked for pictures. So next time the cat comes,
I took some, too, and I feel bad. I forgot to send it. I'm so books.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I was just enjoying Ghost Kitty myself.
Rubbing
it
in.
Sorry. I'll send them. My bad.
But, I don't know. I occasionally will send a picture of the cat to Nicole. So, you know, I like the cat.
Yeah, so cute. Yeah, because Rob's not really
let's take pictures
of kitties kind of guy. So the fact that, you know, he does take pictures of kitty, then he's like, you know, he must
listen,
not.
Listen,
that
cat's going to have Rob wrapped around his little pinky like, hey, I'm a cute kitty.
That's another thing you would never expect me to do is to take pictures of kitties or even say kitties. Yeah, so there's certain things that I would like.
Make it sound weird.
Rob, in your defense, nobody expected you to do something bad to your leg through a trampoline either, okay? So, nobody saw that coming either.
Truth.
I don't know. I think Nicole might have thought that coming. Saw that coming.
Maybe.
You're not blaming her, are you? Because that would be a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
I have made the comment once or twice that I said
the leg
injuries, and they both coincided with me meeting her. Not only injury until I met her.
Please, I did something really bad. So if I can't remember what I'm saying because I'm in a lot of pain, just tell Nikki. And I'm just like, what did you do? Per se, what exactly did you do?
Jump.
Robin, you need to take a night off. I'd be happy to fill in and help with Nikki, you know, do the show and stuff because that'd be fun.
I'm not planning on having any more injuries.
This time.
There's no it's not necessary because there's no more injuries.
All right. That's the way to handle that. Positive attitude, positive energy.
With you, in all reality, though, my shoulders, I think, got a way out.
Dude, I think you got fibromyalgia. You better have yourself checked out.
I've got some major shoulder issues. It clicks and pops, and it went numb one night to where I couldn't even feel my arm. It was bad.
Did it go from your hand all the way up into your shoulder?
I think it did.
No, it was what was that?
It did. I'm telling you it did. They're telling me you did.
It kind of, I think I either have a pinched nerve or I have a tear in my
ACL?
Shoulder.
Well, you don't want to have the shoulder surgery, buddy, because that opens you up for arthritis. You don't want to do that. I've had the shoulder surgery. It sucks. That heal time is long. Listen, you think,
that's
it's only just the shoulder. I can use the rest of my arm. No, you can't. It's all connected. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And then when your husband takes the Band-Aid off and he thinks it's an extra thread and he's pulling on it and the doctor goes, you didn't cut that, did you? I said, oh, my husband. He's like, well, how am I supposed to get the stitches? I'm like, you take it up with the husband. All I said was change the Band-Aid.
part of your shoulder did you have the tear or what was your issue?
I had a torn. I had the same thing that pitcher for the Red Sox did, whatever his name is. So I had a torn ACL, so they had to go in there and reattach it.
Oof.
Good time.
See, I think mine is the labrum in the front. because it's not my rotator. And I guess that's a much worse surgery. But
no,
I don't know. We'll see.
Listen, they don't go in and suck out the arthritis, because I was like, oh, you're just going to go in there and squeegee. And they're like, no, we scrape it. I'm like, you know what? Let's go back to my theory. You're just going to squeegee. You don't need to tell me all the nasty stuff. Like, just give me the drugs. I'll go sleep and bye-bye.
That might be what I need. You should get that. Because I definitely have arthritis. You can hear it. You can hear, like, the crunching and stuff. So
yeah. Like, I have Rice Krispie knees. Which my kids thought everybody did, and the doctor's like, that's not normal. Why didn't you come sooner? I'm like, because it does it all the time. It doesn't bother me. I just try not to listen to it. That's all.
Right.
So my good knee sounds like. But anyway,
well,
I can go on and on. We can do a whole.
I'm with you guys because it's so much fun.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we will set that up, and we will have you on again. But right now, we're not even on air. So we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank
you. Do you want me to send you a card now, Rob?
Yes. See, I forgot.
Okay,
you said you were going to get your cards, and I said you didn't have to send us a thank you note for having me on the show.
Right, and I said I would if you wanted me to.
Nah, that's all
right. Thanks. I offered. I want pictures of the kitty.
There you go.
I think I just took one and sent it to her.
Yes, you did.
Can you guys please promise me to be safe because the storm that's coming is no joke?
I didn't even know there was one coming. That's horrible, right?
Yeah, somehow we went on Ray and now we're on Nick. So I must have missed a bunch load of the storms, but this one's supposed to be significantly bad where they're canceling stuff in Texas and so forth to, you know, because of the storm. It's a doozy.
Oh, wow.
That'll be my design. Usually that happens on my design travel day.
Yeah, typically, yeah.
Even when it's supposed to be beautiful out, the last time it was supposed to be amazing, like the best trip ever. And it rained for about 45 minutes. It's like we had to have your hazards on.
It always rains before I drive to PA and then right before I drive home.
Yeah.
Anything to make you pay attention, because it's one of those, like, you know, I've done this drive before, been there, done that, and then the storm comes, you know,
right.
Okay, I'm going to
pay
attention.
I can do it with my eyes closed, right.
Yeah, I'm going to pay attention, though. I'm going to pay really close attention.
It's cray-cray.
It is.
Okay, so I had, we're not on the air, right?
No, we still are.
It records it.
So I had an interview earlier, and she's like, so what's your agenda? I'm like, huh? And she goes, like, yeah, what do you want to do? And I'm like, are you going to be extremely disappointed? I'm like, I don't have an agenda. No, what do you want to do with your leg? I'm like, I don't have an agenda. Producers at Live Paranormal, they would tell you, Lisa has no agenda. Lisa doesn't have a social life either, but Lisa has no agenda. And she's like, well, I want to brag about you. I want to promote you. I'm like, that's fine. And she's like, well, you don't seem really excited. I'm like, I'm the small fish in the small pond that's quite happy. I don't need to be dipping my toes in other people's ponds. I'm good.
Right?
And she's like, but you know
super,
how amazing
super
you are?
Super
loud
thunder
like,
right now.
You just heard thunder?
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, as soon as you
hear
about the bad storm coming, it's awful thunder.
Oh, Lord. That's pretty fast delivery.
Go charge your phone.
Yeah.
Way to go, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
Don't blame me.
That just means my son's going to be down in my basement in about like 10 minutes. Like, I can't sleep, so... We'll be watching Paw
there
Patrol.
You go.
And,
chamomile tea mixed with some warm milk. He'll be going night-night.
Whiskey.
There you go.
Pop a couple melatonins and a shot of
whiskey. Works on me. Whiskey works on me.
That's funny.
We'll have to, we'll keep that in mind next time when we're doing an investigation. Yeah. We want you to go to bed. We'll just give you a shot of whiskey.
I'd rather have a shot of whiskey than have to deal with vomit smells. That's just.
Yeah. True. I understand that.
Not it.
All right,
guys.
Well,
it was nice talking to you.
We will talk to you soon.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Okay.
Take care. Talk to everybody later.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye.